going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning. Well, an ugly weekend by the Phils. We'll obviously talk extensively about it. The Eagles, they look to try to clean up a problem from last year. Bryce Huff looks like he is on the way out the door. We'll get to that. NBA and NHL finals both set. Look, a lot to do today, including your chance to win Phillies tickets. You got to dial. You got to call in. You got to join us at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Antarctica is the world's largest desert.
Wow. That is a fact.
You don't have to have cacti or sand to be a desert. The technical definition of a desert is an area that receives no more than 25 centimeters or 10 inches of precipitation per year.
Well, that's hard to believe. That's a factoid that I did not know. Won't remember, but do enjoy right now. I think that's a cool fact. I like it. You know, it's not a cool fact. Ugly baseball.
Yeah.
Ugly baseball. Bad baseball. Now, let me say this. I'm gonna be. To me, this is like a little bit of a where are we as a fan base type show. I mean it. I really am curious. I was curious going into yesterday's game, knowing, you know, could win, could lose. Let's see what happens if they get swept, how people react. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's see what happens. I mean, I'm curious where you're at 215-592-9494. Because I'll tell you right out of the gate, there's not going to be a flip out for me. There's not.
No.
There's still.
Nor should there be.
No, there shouldn't be. They're still within a game and a half of the best record in baseball.
Yes.
And they're still one game out of a division
Thank
lead
you.
With a team that's really good also.
Our best player got pegged by a baseball the first at bat of the first game of the last series against the Braves.
Right.
And our team fought. They won that series.
And they are feeling the effect without him.
Think so too.
Yeah, I say it.
So our best bat goes down. Is it any wonder that the bats get cold? No.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not time to panic.
No,
it's not time
no,
to worry.
No.
The team's not in the dumps
now,
and we can use some help here and there, but we are okay. We're still in good shape. And the areas that we need the most help in, I feel like they're addressable. Yes, it's annoying that our shortstop sucks at shortstop, but he can also be an incredible weapon offensively a lot of the time.
So,
and sometimes it's hard to overlook the incredible suckage at shortstop, though.
Yeah, no, I think you hit it there, John. So, again, I really want to see, and line up, guys, 215-592-9494. Get in here and tell us your big picture reaction. Is there a freak out zone for you or not? I'm telling you, for me, there is not. Obviously, you can hear from John, there is not. With that said, there were two things in particular that I thought were really bad this weekend. And merit real dives into what the hell was that. The first, obviously, and I'm going sequential, was the Saturday Lizardo thing where he gets the he's kept out there to the point where his Cy Young candidacy just gets freaking just rocked.
Torched. Set on fire.
I mean, set on fire. So I felt so bad for him.
And a guy who's up for a contract after. Uh-huh. Like, there's so many implications
right.
to it.
Now, you're right. He could be ticked at them. Now, the Machiavellian in me is
76 pitches. Yeah, it was 3 1/3.
I know, but here's...
How early should you pull a guy?
7 runs earlier.
Yep. Yeah.
7!
Well, look, they weren't bad pitches. It felt like a lot of the times they were hard and they were... You know, like upper corner
quadrant,
and they were reaching.
You got to protect a guy.
Why is it that they all seem to be the four seamer? Why?
I don't know what the heck is going on with that. I don't know that. Here's what I know. Not Rob Thompson's fault. Bench guy's fault. Topper gets thrown out. Topper got thrown out when Lizardo had given up 5 runs. Then there's a guy, I never heard of him. Normally, you know these Phillies bench guys, the third base, first base, the bullpen, the pitching coach. This Mike Calitri guy, he takes over. Whoever the hell that guy is.
The bench coach.
Yeah, I know. The hell was that? 7 more runs? 7? Mike Calitri? Like, dude, I mean, maybe you're a super nice guy. Maybe you listen to our show. I hope you do. I don't know what that was. I know this. If I'm Lizardo, I'm in a freaking bad mood about it. Now, I will say this. Because this used to be a bigger part of baseball when you go back decades before when you had less starting pitchers out there. Excuse me, less relievers out there. You used to see a starter have to kind of wear it. I remember Schilling in St. Louis in 93. He was getting rocked, and he was in a bad mood, but Fregosi kept him out there. Dutch was yelling at him. It was a hot, sunny day in July. And sometimes, like, you used to only have 5 relievers in the bullpen. Now you have, like, 7 or 8 or 9, depending on circumstances sometimes, postseason and all that. So... It is there may be something to, you know, Lizardo had to kind of wear it and gets a badge of honor. I mean this. I actually mean this from the guys for dealing with it, maybe not complain. I don't know. I don't know what he said privately after the game. John, I know this. If I was Lizardo, I'd be really upset. Like, I had front runner Cy Young capabilities, the resume, let's call it, and capabilities. And now my ERA is like 3.5.
I don't know. If I'm a Lizardo, I'm probably looking at it like, what the heck just happened? It was right. Such a short period of time. It was 3 1/3 innings. It really was fast and furious. And it was, he's going 4 seam.
But it was 12. But it was 12 runs.
I guess.
12.
I get it. But it was 3 1/3 and it was 76 pitches. And there's something to, like, man, this guy has been so fabulous to this point.
Right.
It's obscene, the number of runs that we're talking about here. And it is such a shame that it does seem to, you know, poke a massive hole in the side of the whatever boat he was sailing in on the way to a Cy Young.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe that's not what's important. You know, I do worry that there's something going on with our pitchers. Remember, Romano had something going on where there was tippage with his fastball, or maybe it was just of all his pitches. Why is it? It seemed like, once again, they were so on his fastball yesterday, so much so that it was brought up, you know, on the broadcast.
I don't know the answer to that. Here's what I do know the answer to, though. So, look, you can weigh in on the Lizardo thing. What did you make of it? All right, especially if you were there. If you sat through that nonsense at the stadium.
Bless you.
Seriously, right? Like 215-592-9494. Talk to us. I'm really curious your perspective. We don't know what Lizardo was told before the game. I mean, sometimes the pitchers, you know, listen, maybe Rob Thompson didn't prepare him because you don't expect him to implode. Entirely possible. Maybe they talked to him at some point.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Point earlier in the, because remember, he gave up four in the first. I think it was four in the first. But it was one of, you know, maybe they grabbed him.
It was four in the first.
Yeah, maybe they grabbed him entering the fourth inning. Like, hey, you know, just, we're leaning on you, man. Like, we're like, because look, the bullpen has been used a lot. And, you know, you didn't have long man Taiwan at that point because he started on Friday night. All right. So where do you stand on that? But here to me is the bigger thing from the weekend. Because it's, Lizardo isn't going to impede them from winning the World Series. What happened? Trey Turner's defense good. That to me yesterday. Matter of fact, let's listen to the moment. Tight game, Phils up one, seventh inning. I think everyone knows Phils didn't win the game. I think everyone knows the biggest reason was this moment. Let's listen.
And the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to short. And Turner booted it. And the game's tied right at Trey Turner, and he commits his fifth error of the year. And this game starts over 2-2 here in the seventh.
Part of what makes it problematic, it was so simple.
And it would have ended the inning.
And it's a double play that ends the inning. And then that inning, of course, that goes on to yield a run, and then two more runs that make it
exactly.
Amazing.
John, this one strikes me as the biggest thing from the weekend as it relates to long-term viability this year to win it all or not. To get close to winning it all or not. And I'm struck by, and I've said this a few times, but I was struck when that moment happened by this fact. The two times the Phillies have won the World Series, 1980 and 2008, they had what, certainly considered by many, the two best defensive shortstops they've ever had. Now look, guys, I can't tell you the 1932 shortstop how good he was, or even who he was. But I know this. Larry Boa, totally legit defensively. Jimmy Rollins, totally legit defensively. There is no debate about that. There is no debate. And so, yes, maybe you can say, well, it's a lot easier when you got Schmitty and Ryan Howard. You got Carlton and Cole Hamels. You know, you got Luzinski and Rose, and you got Utley and Victorino, and that's all true. That is all true. There was a lot of talent on both teams. But, I mean, fundamentally, it is a fact to state when they had Boa or Rollins, not only did they win the World Series, you know, with each of them, but, I mean, sustained success making the playoffs year after year. Now, look, this team has made the playoffs a lot. But, I mean, let's be real. When you evaluate the hitting, the fielding, the running, the pitching of the main guys, because you're going to have guys in and out. You're always going to have your Kepler, he's here, he's out. Austin Hayes, he's here, he's out. You're always going to have some change there. But when you talk about the main four or five hitters that are going to be here for a long time, the main couple pitchers are going to be here for a long time, the reality is Trey Turner's defense is the weakest, the worst, of all those main guys. And they, I'm talking about the Phillies, John, they made a decision to stick by him this year as the shortstop. And I believe that decision was rooted in fear of a conversation with him. I believe they stuck with Trey Turner because of fear of a tough conversation. And the Phillies, sink or swim, are going to have to live with the consequences of that. That, to me, is what stood out to me the most this weekend, because that's the thing for October, John. It's like, man, they're on a very shaky ground there. Your thoughts?
I don't know anything about whether they feared a conversation, whether if that's the impetus for why he hasn't made this move.
Why isn't he the center fielder?
I think it's absurd that he's not in the outfield.
Yeah. Or even second base.
Sure.
Right?
Just swap the two. Swap Bryson and swap Trey. I don't know why. It feels like, and I hate to say this, it feels like this is like promises were made that are being upheld. That's the worst.
100%.
It shouldn't take place in sports, right? It should be a meritocracy. Not a promisocracy or whatever
would be. Look at Sirianni. Didn't play Bresov.
Right.
Didn't play him.
That's so respected.
Right?
And that's Vic Fangio saying, I don't care who brought this guy in. He's not my kind of player, and we need to trade him. And so they're trading him. Good. This was different.
Yeah.
I'm not James,
which one bothered you more, or category three? I can't imagine there's a third. I mean, bullpen is a concern, but what bothered you the most this weekend?
Well, the trade events, the play, and to your point, just what bothers me now. They're a good baseball team. I'm not going to freak out over a bad series. I do think it's a fair question to bring up the competition thing. I think that's something to talk about and all that. Yep. But I think they're a good team. But to your point, everything I watch, the concerns I have are all through the prism of what could come back and end this team's season.
Yep.
And the defense and the bullpen are the two things that stand out to me right now as the most likely things to end their season.
Yeah, well, no, I think that is true.
But the bullpen is more addressable because
it
of...
It is.
And I don't know if it's because of the conversation, Joe, or you know, the need for one or fear of one.
Yep.
But don't you think it's still... Like, aren't we holding out some hope that this could still happen, or is it just way too far past the idea of moving Trey?
Not in season.
Not in season.
Really?
No, they've made their bed.
It's just impossible
to consider that? Yeah, they're sleeping in this bed for this year. So,
well,
look,
we'll
take your reaction. I mean, I think the Lizardo thing was the biggest fiasco from the weekend, clearly. But I do think the Trey thing is the thing that will linger the most as it relates to October. Where do you stand? 215-5.
It's a sick pit in my stomach thinking about October still with Trey Turner at shortstop. And if that's the deal that the devil made.
It's what it is, man.
Oh, it really does sicken me.
It's just what it is. And look, guys, we saw them get to the Game 6 of the World Series with stop playing shortstop. I mean, you can't act like they couldn't flip them. They could, but they haven't and they won't, at least not this year. All right, great to be with you on this Monday morning. You know, one thing to keep your eye on with the Bryce situation, as Rhea's talking about in the update, hopefully they get him soon. If they don't, then I would imagine he'll go on the DL soon, IL soon, whatever it's called, and they'll just retroactive it. Because you're getting to that point where it's like either get him in there soon or just get someone else in there and know by making it retroactive you can you know, maybe buy someone else to play four or five games. Because clearly they, you know, knew from the beginning he wasn't going to play day one or day two. But the idea is you want to get him to play by about day five or six. Otherwise, you don't want to carry someone for 10 games without playing. I mean, that's, let's be real. That's actually part of the, like, the whole circumstance when you get to weird bullpen stuff. Sometimes, I mean, there's a whole trickle-down effect of stuff. I mean, I don't want to say it directly relates to the bullpen, but I'll just say this. They're a man short right now. They just are. So,
kind of pretty important guy, too.
He is. And I do think they're feeling his absence right now. I do believe that. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on all this after a lot was going on this weekend at the ballpark? Patrick in Tabernacle right now. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Good, buddy.
Hi, Patrick.
So, I want to apologize. It's like I was kind of rude to James on the phone. I was John Ritchie. Kind of your optimism sometimes, I just can't. I appreciate the optimism, but I ain't buying it with the Phils. And Joe, I was a little surprised to see you relaxed today, your relaxed attitude.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, Patrick, let me just tell you why I'm going to flip it right back to you. They're still within a game and a half of the best record in baseball. I know that great teams get swept. You know, so I'm not going to freak out. I mean, I'm aggravated with certain things, as you can hear I'm discussing, but I'm not going to freak out. I'm not there yet. I could be at some point. I'm not there now, but you talk to me.
But my issue is, first of all, the expectations of this team. This team wasn't, you know, an 80-win team, 78-win team last year, and now they're putting together this great season. Listen, I know we're still there. It's, you know, beginning of June and all this. But the expectations that I had with this roster, especially the pitching staff that we keep hearing about, you know, I expect more than what I saw from, you know, I expect more from a three-game series at home against Milwaukee. I can understand, you know, I can.
Well, Patrick, what about this fact? I mean, I'd have to do the math, and we could figure it out in the next 60 seconds. They're probably still on pace for about 95 wins. I mean, to me, it sounds like you're acting like they're on pace for 82 wins.
No. I'm not saying
that.
Because
that's what it sounds like to me.
Okay. What I'm saying is this is a team that at least I have World Series expectations. I really do. I had a lot of expectations coming in here still, especially with the pitching staff. Okay, but we're still stuck with the roster. Whether or not, listen, and I'm not buying because Bryce was out, we lost his three-game series. You got to get one game. Come on, guys, especially after that beatdown.
Well, look, Ranger.
Topper, listen.
Yeah, go
Topper
ahead.
Topper can't. You're going to tell me Topper can't, from getting tossed out from wherever he is, he can't pull a Bobby Valentine and get the word out? Get this guy off the mound. You can't tell anyone, Topper, to yank this guy out? That's atrocious.
All right, so James, give me what's your opinion on that? Is it Rob Thompson's fault for not back-channeling against 100%. The rules to remove the pitcher?
Yeah.
100%.
You think so?
Absolutely.
You can't,
you're still the manager of the team. I don't care if you got ejected. It's not like you're, like, leaving the stadium and disappearing and not paying any attention anymore. Like,
you
could talk to a
clubhouse attendant.
Exactly, yes. So, yeah, I think ultimately, even if he's ejected, it has to come back on Topper.
Yeah, listen, there's a big Dom around that stadium somewhere that can, maybe a little Dom.
Patrick, let me tell you something. There's only one big Dom in the whole world, man.
Yeah, well, there's a little Dom. There's a little Dom at the Phillies. But listen, you know what? It's just, I expect more from, I expected, you know what? I had a lot of expectations Sunday after what one happened. Even, and I'm not buying, you know, look, Bryce is out. People got to step up. You can't, in three games, we can't get one or two. And listen, up the hole with Turner and up the hole with our outfield, this is not a championship team. We got lucky with the outfield we had making it to the World Series. When I look back, I almost want to say, not that we didn't have any business, but boy, were we lucky. And we're not doing that twice again ever with this configuration of who we have in the outfield.
I think you are too rash with jumping to that. I do, Patrick.
Joe, I've been here, man.
Well, look, Patrick, hold on.
We got the same number of wins as the Yankees and the Dodgers right now.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing all right.
Size that one up for me.
I understand that. And we have a great pitching staff. that's getting us to where we are right now.
Well, that's correct.
That's a huge deal. That's sustainable.
And it is a huge deal. But if you jump ahead to October, our October is going to be rooting for the Flyers because we're going to be booted the hell out the first round.
Well, okay,
October. I disagree. All right. Now going deep. There's no deep run here. Come on.
Okay,
I like the Patrick went Flyers instead of the Eagles, who would be playing in October as well. Flyers. But sure.
Well, right, yeah. All right, look, first call, very negative. I mean, I told you, John, it's almost to me like a sociological study today. How are people going to... And look, I'm not telling you I can prove you wrong if you're the mindset of Patrick. I can't prove anything.
There's a lot of bad warning signs from the weekend.
There are issues.
There really are.
What bothered you the most?
Rob Thompson. He is my problem. Yeah. You know I'm not a fan. So, you know, I didn't like no immediate response to the beating of Harper.
Yep.
Your superstar getting hit 3 times in 4 games. Nothing. Ah, shrug. Leaving Lizardo win. Disgraceful.
And you put it totally on him?
Oh, 100% that's on him. And then not pinch hitting Weston Wilson in the 6th.
Yep.
Kepler should have been in. Your defense would have been better. Led to a complete disaster. I just think he makes bad decisions.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, there are certainly a big chunk of the fan base that think he does. All right, we'll get to the Bryce Huff thing in a moment. As, you know, I think a good development to shed him. I saw Baldy say some pro-Bryce Huff stuff. Elliot said some pro-Bryce Huff stuff. We'll get to it because there's sentiment out there this guy can play, which, of course, is, I think, for most of us, comical because he got here and completely stunk. But we'll get to that shortly. 215-592-9494. All right, let's give you a chance today to win Phillies tickets. I know we're not in the greatest Phillies mood, but they still have a heck of a club, and we'll be playing a game next week that we're going to. As a show, this is the Wednesday game of next week, June 11th, afternoon game, 105 first pitch at the ballpark. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. Well, John, a happy birthday has to go out to that Morgan Freeman. Care to guess how old he is, John?
I'm 80. Nervous.
Say it again.
80.
I was going to guess 84. I still would have been.
I thought I was light. Going high. I thought I was on the high side.
88.
Holy cow. 88. He's doing so great. I was just recently watching Lioness, and he's, and this is very recent. I mean, this just came out, and he looks the same.
Well, he's going
Except
at a stronger
he's got
clip.
A different haircut now.
Okay.
There's
all right.
No hair.
So Hackman, you know, obviously who passed away recently, was off the stage before 88. Clint Eastwood, I think.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was retired for like
75, 76 he was, and he died at 95.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like 20 plus years of not working.
He didn't do much for a while.
I think 2004 was the last movie he made.
Yep.
No way.
Clint has still been kind of involved, but now he's
making another movie, Clint. 95. He said he's directing another movie. It just came out over the weekend. It's already in pre-production. 95 years old.
All right. So,
he's so tough.
So God bless Morgan Freeman. We all love him. 88 years old. Now here's the deal. Here's how you can win the Phillies tickets today. You got to give us something great. That's like a movie or a show or a song, something of that nature. There's a title in there. Give us the title that's got a child of some sort in the title. Now, why? Because he was part of Million Dollar Baby. Baby. So what kind of words are we looking for a title? Song, movie, show, band that's got like a child in there. Son, daughter, kid, children, child. Baby, we're giving you a lot of examples here of the type of words that can work. Now, here's what doesn't work. Like, Annie. She's a kid. She's someone's kid. She doesn't even know who the parents are. Of course, she's an orphan, but, like, just her name. Not Annie. You got to, like, give me Sweet Child of Mine. Bang!
Ooh.
Guns N' Roses.
Man.
Big! Big answer.
Right,
I'm going
out the gates.
I'm going song!
Wow.
All right, give me a big answer, ladies and gentlemen. Best answer, whoever provides it. The movie, the show, the book, the whatever. You can win the Phillies tickets, and we'll all hang together as a group when we go to this game Wednesday afternoon next week. John Ritchie, what are you thinking?
You know, I had a child over the weekend with Alicia. We had a child.
Excuse me?
Hey now.
Excuse me?
We went and we... We got
That's
a puppy.
Buried the lead there. Huh?
Got a puppy.
9 months ago, we did.
A canine child. Canine child.
Nice.
That we went and got together over the weekend.
Good for
and
you.
So this really does hit close to home. Children of the Corn.
Oh, yeah.
Children of
oh,
the Corn. One. I feel like I might need to name this little puppy Malachi.
Okay.
Malachi, who is the leader of those evil children of the corn, because this puppy seems evil sometimes right now.
Does Louis like him?
They are working that out.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, Seltzer, a child of some sort in a reference and a title.
Daughter, Pearl Jam.
Okay, yep, yep. Look, songs may have the most incredible answers. Song. I'm going to guess that songs get said the most today. I don't know. Rhea, what are you thinking here?
I'm going to go oldie but a goodie. Three Men and a Baby.
Three Men and a Baby. Absolutely. Very good answer.
Did you guys ever see the still frame that's like a ghost or something in that? In
I
that,
don't remember
Three
that.
Men and a Baby?
No.
Man, what was that? There was something.
No.
Maybe it was Three Men and a Little Lady.
Which was the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was some. I don't remember exactly what it was, and maybe I'm speaking way out of order here, but there was something.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where there was a spooky moment.
It's an urban legend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that there's a ghost in the film.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so give us a... Rhea's the best at looking things up fast.
That was fast.
I mean, that's really... That's bang.
I type 100 plus words a minute.
That's impressive. All right, give us something really great that's got a child of some sort in the title. Best answer, whoever provides it is going to win those Phil's tickets. We'll all hang together next week. Let's go to Rick. He's calling from Easton. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. You know, so to add to Rhea's frustration, which I totally agree, you're trying to avoid a sweep, salvage a game. Yeah, I know they're playing well. I know all the positive upside. But I'm sitting there, you know, with my wife. I treated her to a diamond club, which I love doing. I'm sitting now for the 2-0 lead. Rangers pitching well. Rojas gets a hit. Turner comes up. Not only does he have the physical errors, instead of letting Rojas, I said, let Rojas, I said to everybody around me, let Rojas steal a base, put some pressure on the D. What's he do? First pitch, pops the ball up. Then later, you know, you look at the lineup. He always goes right, left, right, left. Let's put Stott down in the lineup because he struggles against left-handers sometimes. But let's not forget, he had two hits against a lefty two nights ago. He puts Wilson ahead of him in the lineup. Then he has a chance to pinch hit for Wilson with a guy on base. He's got Kepler on the bench, and he doesn't hit Kepler. People say, why don't you manage this team? Because I'm not a manager. But it's common sense stuff. It's the little things that eventually can break this team down in the postseason.
Well, you're not wrong. I mean, that can happen. And I do think he's had more whoppers of mistakes in the postseason than most, if not all, managers I've seen in my lifetime in Philly sports.
I didn't let the outing from you know,
Lizardo.
You know, the two, both of them, and even Wheeler, I didn't even let that bother me. And yeah, they could have gotten swept. It's not going to be the end of the season. But when you have these little things that are staring you in the face, that are fundamental baseball, it's not even analytic versus non-analytic. It's baseball, for goodness sake. Do the right things to give you the upper hand, especially when you're up 2-0. Baseball 101 is put extra pressure on your opponents when you're up 2-0 at home. Let's not forget, right? Citizens Bank Park is our home haven, right?
Yeah.
Well, not so much sometimes.
Okay, Rick, I hear your frustration.
One of my favorite horror pictures, Child's Play.
Child's Play. You got it, Rick. Appreciate the phone call, man. Appreciate it a lot. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. Both are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question, as we've been discussing so far pretty much through the show, what bothered you the most this weekend with the Phils? Was it A, Lizardo kept in so long, whether you blame it on Topper or that bench coach, whoever's decision it was it that Lizardo was kept in for 12 runs, or B, Trey's defense? And obviously what Trey's defense represents for October is, I think we all know the point. Second poll question. Let's get to the Bryce Huff thing. Poll question. Not that it mattered in 2024. Always a good start for a poll question about a negative topic because they won the Super Bowl anyway. But not that it mattered in 2024, but was Bryce Huff the Eagles' worst free agency signing ever? Maybe. I got to think about that.
One back in the day.
Well, I said again?
There's one way well, there's, back
yeah,
in the
we
day.
All talk about it. You thinking Namdi?
No, I'm going back to maybe Buddy Ryan or maybe Pritchard.
Well, just to be clear, I'm thinking when free agency started, like the real free agency, mid-90s to now, like 30 years. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
So I'm saying like this. So, you know, think about the big ones. I mean, there was that Everett guy with the Browns who came here,
God.
The center.
Steve Everett. Yeah.
You had Namdi.
I was thinking
Steve Everett
Ron Salt.
Nasty.
Until he got here. Ron Salt was a trade. Ron Salt was a trade.
Okay.
Yeah, Ron Salt was a trade. Seltzer gut feeling out of the gate. And we'll see what people say at 215-592-9494. And you really do have to kind of disassociate it from what happened to the team because the team won anyway. But James, is this worse than DeMarco? Like,
it is hard to disassociate it. It's hard to look, you know what I mean? Because I don't have that same venom towards it.
Because things like DeMarco and Namdi sunk eras.
Exactly. And thus the venom has lasted and gotten stronger. But I will say, I honestly do think Namdi was worse based on the fact that we all thought Namdi was a superstar. Bryce Huffman was like, look at this guy. He had 10 sacks last year. Like, cool, maybe he's good. Right. They gave him a lot of money. Namdi, we were like, we got the best corner in the NFL. Oh, my God.
Right. And how many years was Namdi locked in for?
Well, a while, but I think he played for two. Yeah. But the problem was you could tell within three or four games he wasn't good. I'll say this, James. The thing about Namdi is I guess he probably was really good with Oakland. I mean, The thought always was that no one ever threw his way.
Yeah, that's what, so that's like, what they said.
And no one was even watching Oakland. Like, we weren't watching
Correct.
Oakland games.
So we didn't know
then.
Better, but yeah. we just assumed everyone was right. He's like the best corner in the NFL.
The thing about this Bryce Huff thing is he was supposed to be on the come. Like, he's not old guy trying to hang on for three or four more years. He's guy emerging right frickin' now, about to burst on the scene. I don't know. I'll be curious. You tell us, 215-592-9494, which...
I wish he would have burst onto the scene last year. seriously, this guy's about to burst onto the scene. I love that this narrative is now out there because it does make it feel like it's going to get us a third or fourth round pick out of it. Like, that's amazing.
I mean, it's stunning to me. It's stunning.
I don't know if I don't know what's true with Bryce.
I don't either.
I have no idea. Well, like, this is, it's crazy to me that someone thinks he's still viable based on what we saw.
John, I feel the way you do.
That's a team that's good.
Well, it's Salah. The 49ers.
Salah, I'm so worried for, I guess, Robert Saleh fans because once upon a time, I thought that guy really knew what he was doing.
Look.
Once upon a time, and then
he went to the head coach,
and then he went and, you know.
It's just hard to imagine that Vic Fangio couldn't make this guy work. But, okay, there is talk of it was a scheme thing and the way they run it. Look, tell us if there's been a worse Eagles free agent signing. 215-592-9494. Let's also get to the guided door and window to the weekend, because I want to get to something else with Bryce and what Elliot said here in this segment. You can receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. So obviously when you talk about this weekend, well, a few things. Phillies, as we've been discussing a lot. The NBA, NHL Finals, both set. So we're going to have the Florida Panthers versus the Edmonton Oilers in hockey, which is a great finals. And we'll probably do a poll on this tomorrow, like which one are you more interested in? We'll probably do that tomorrow. NHL starts Wednesday. NBA starts Thursday. Too long a wait. Too long.
Yeah, it's Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday to start the... Are you kidding me? Like, even the waits in between. Thursday... Thursday to Sunday? I can't get a Saturday night game or something? It's crazy.
Horrible.
Thursday to Sunday to Wednesday.
I mean, give me... Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Continuity.
Yeah, exactly.
You cannot have continuity with Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday.
Well, especially when you got to wait from... I think that was Saturday.
Yeah, it was Saturday.
From Saturday to Thursday for it to start. Anyway, that's Pacers OKC. I certainly expect OKC to win that. I'll say in four or five. I'll say five, but I think it's a better chance.
Get excited!
Yeah, I guess that's right. I think it's a better chance of being four than six. We'll see. Look, credit to Indiana for getting as far as they have, and I'm not saying they have no shot. I mean, they certainly did something none of us thought, which was win the East.
Yeah.
I mean, they guys, in this whole
era. But
that's
the thing. They've done... an amazing job.
They probably went as far as
they
can.
Hang up your probably. High tops.
All right, one more thing from the weekend. So, Bryce Huff reaction. So, the most interesting thing I heard, and I heard a lot, some of which defended Bryce Huff, including Baldy and Elliot, was something Elliot said about Bryce Huff. And basically, like, don't blame him. I mean, I'm on the mindset to blame him, but Elliot's saying don't. Let's listen to the first half of the point Elliot was making. Then we'll get to the... He makes his point. Whether you buy it or not, you're going to understand what he's saying. Here's Elliot after the Bryce Huff, let's call it pending trade, was announced.
Let's say you get offered a job at a new company. You get offered a ton of money. Like this is something... This is a good financial opportunity for you. And then you get to that company, and they want you to do things completely different than you've done it in the past and made you successful. Like, maybe you could do it. Maybe you could adjust to that. Maybe you are still as good of an employee. But if you're not, I'm not really sure you would feel the blame there. Like, you would probably feel guilt that you couldn't do it. But why would they hire you and then ask you to do something completely different? It would be like if another company hired me and asked me to do a pod about the Toronto Maple Leafs. Like, I have certain skill sets that could allow me to do it, but I don't know anything about hockey or the Toronto Maple Leafs.
All right, so you're getting a sense of what his point is, but I want to play this second piece of audio so you really understand what he's... Like, to me, like, football's football, and I know some things can be a little different,
so
but...
This is so different. Like, we're talking about rushing the passer,
I agree, John.
We?
I can't...
It's not reporting on hockey
I agree.
In Toronto.
I...
You know, like, it really is... vastly, it is so incredibly similar no matter how different a defensive scheme can be.
That's what I think.
The concept of just go get the quarterback. I mean, you've got different assignments. Yeah. Sometimes you'll have to drop. But that concept of go stick your hand in the ground and beat an offensive tackle.
Well, you're talking my language, but Elliott does make his point. Whether you buy it or not, he makes his point. Here's more of what he said.
The Eagles signed Bryce Huff and asked him to do something he had not been successful at in his career and paid him a premium based off how he was successful before. And you might sit here and say, well, just let him rush with two hands in the ground. Clearly, they didn't want him to do that. For whatever schematic reason, they didn't want him to do that. So that's why there have been players in the past that were busts. Like, I think DeMarco Murray came to Philadelphia with a bad attitude and it didn't work out. I think DeMarco holds blame for that not working out. I think Bryce doesn't really hold blame here. He signed. They used him differently. He didn't put up a fuss all year. Was he like Mr. Pumped behind the scenes? He wasn't playing. Of course not. Every time I talk to him, he's not like the loudest, most vocal guy anyway. But it's pretty clear they used him in a way he wasn't comfortable with, and it didn't work out. And to me, that falls on the Eagles.
All right, John, translate this for us because you're the one guy here that played pro football. So the concept is in New York, Bryce Huff liked to have both hands in the ground, and that's how he would begin the attack at the quarterback. And Vic Fangio didn't want him to do that. Can that make that big a difference?
I mean,
it doesn't seem plausible to me.
So I don't. I've never heard of anything like this.
Two hands are standing up.
Well, two hands. Or, you know,
or one hand,
2 feet in one hand,
right? Or one hand, or no hands,
or two-point stance is where you're right. Just standing. Yeah. A 3-point stance is where you have one hand on the ground. A 4-point stance is where you've got all fours on the ground.
Yeah.
A 4-point stance versus 3-point stance. I don't know if you're coming off the edge. I guess it is like your coaches want consistency. I guess they want guys to be coached up with using the same techniques. I guess so. Maybe that was a sticking point. Hey, we want you in a 3-point in when we're in this look.
Yeah.
When we're in base, we're going to want you in a 2-point because we're going to be in a 3-4 where you and the other outside linebacker are going to be on the edge in a 2-point stance coming off the edge. And we might be asking you to cover a tight end in that situation. Maybe that's what Elliott's talking about here.
Yeah, it could be.
Covering a tight end, doing the outside linebacker stuff because he was strictly a pass rush specialist in New York with the Jets. A third down, like, that's when Bryce Huff goes in. Just let him go get in whatever weird, funky stance he wants to get in and get real wide and just use speed and come off the edge and go clobber quarterbacks. He was good at that for one season. So replicate it or don't replicate it. I would prefer a guy who can play football, period.
I agree.
Like, he didn't play at all.
Look, I'm baffled, guys, because I thought the guy's like an all-time bum. And I got Elliott and Baldy, by the way, being like, hey, this guy could go somewhere else and play really well. Like, I guess we'll see.
Would you be shocked if he plays well for the 49ers?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Just because.
I will be shocked.
It just would strike me as very odd that Vic Fangio couldn't use him.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.